This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hola, konnichiwa, or whatever salutation is appropriate in your specific situation. I am the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show hither, thither, a yawn that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Oh, do we have stories for you this week, including at least one that definitely did not go in the direction that we all thought it was going to go. Not by far. I know that was a little cryptic, but you'll see what I mean when we get to it. Well, 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 what a surprise. Fred Trump, father of the Donald, and Nikola Tesla are already at it. I told you last week that Trump Sr. had hired Nikola Tesla to work with him on Trump's to-be tourist attraction called the World of Trump, which chronicles the life of his son. And I said that there was going to be friction, I said, and oh my goodness, is there. According to my sources, Tesla wants the World of Trump attraction to run on DC current. As you may know, if you have any electrical knowledge at all, the electricity that comes out of your wall and into everything you own is AC. It's alternating current. Well, Nikola Tesla was a proponent of DC, or direct current, back in his time on the earthly plane. In fact, he and Thomas Edison clashed over that. Well, apparently, and I didn't know this because I never thought to ask, the afterlife runs on AC current, just like our world does. Tesla is insisting that if he's going to work on the World of Trump, it must in fact run on DC. Okay. He also wants to be included in the World of Trump as an animated figure. Like I just said, the World of Trump is supposed to be entirely about Donald Trump. So how he would in any way figure into that, no pun intended on the word figure there, I cannot imagine, and apparently neither can Fred Trump. So they are at odds already. Fred is dead set against both of the demands. On top of that, Trump has been ranting about Walt Disney and Steve Jobs, supposedly keeping him from hiring some of the Disney Imagineers who are now in the next world. Well, tough patooties there, Fred. To the surprise of a lot of people, me included, Tab Hunter has accepted the Wright Brothers' offer to appear in the gay sex films they produce. You'll probably remember that Tab Hunter arrived in the afterlife about a week ago, and I said that the Wright Brothers approached him and wanted him to make a porno with them. And I would have bet money that he would have said no to that. In fact, most people, from what I hear in the afterlife, expected him to try to get back into more legitimate show business, but word is he didn't even consider anything like that. He just said yes to the Wright Brothers, like, right away. Now, this isn't confirmed, but rumor has it that Hunter feels he was forced to be in the closet all during his Hollywood career. That part is true. But the rumor is that he relishes the chance to be his authentic self. Okay, I get that, but it seems to me he probably could have done that another way. He could just be out of the closet, but whatever. It's not my afterlife, it's his. I guess we're just going to have to see how this career move pans out. Okay, it's now official. Babe Ruth is back on the show, the radio show that he hosted before he got canned by radio station Heaven 107 in favor of Professor Stephen Hawking. It looks like it was a publicity stunt all along, the feud between the two men. early reviews are that at least some people feel that the styles of the two men clash on the air. Hawking going for more British dry wit, and Ruth trying to push the show in the direction of the shock jock raunch that he was known for. I haven't heard it, obviously. I don't expect to hear the show anytime soon. But if that's true, I find it hard to see how those two styles would mesh, too. Obviously, I'd have to hear it to make a decision, but, you know, it's another one of those we're just going to have to wait and see things. Lastly, we come to the story that I said didn't go in the direction we all expected. Adolf Hitler and Martin Luther King Jr. did, in fact, appear on The Girls, the daytime TV talk show that's hosted by Debbie Reynolds and her daughter Carrie Fisher, and they were booked specifically to announce the name of the two children they have adopted. They adopted a black boy and an Asian girl, and there was a lot of speculation what names they might give them, and everybody was very excited to hear. Well, Carrie and Debbie brought them out. There was some conversation, and then finally they said, okay, what are the kids' names? And I'm told everybody in the audience, it was very, very quiet. Everybody's waiting to hear. Hitler and King then said that they couldn't decide on names. I told you last week that it was rumored there was a big fight between the two of them over it. And they admitted that, yes, in fact, that was true. There wasn't a big argument between them. So what they've decided to do is let the kids pick their own names, and the kids haven't chosen names yet. Now, my information is that everybody felt kind of let down by that, and a little swerved on it, because it was the reveal was the whole point of the interview. And from what I'm told, Carrie and Debbie seemed kind of disappointed too. They brought them on to say, here's what we're naming the kids, and they didn't get kids' names out of them. But, you know, you can't push them. I guess they'll decide when the children have made up their minds, but it wasn't what I was expecting to be announcing to you. All I can tell you is what happened. And with that possibly disappointing story, we'll get the names in time, you know, but it wasn't what I thought I was going to tell. Anyway, with that, I am done here for this week. Please come back next week and I'll have more gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Between now and then, tell anybody you run into that the show is on iTunes. It's in the Google Play Store. It's on iTunes. Those, of course, are all for free. And if you're in Southern California, you can hear it on Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock as part of a program called Inspirato Projecto Radio on K Chung AM 1630. And as always, we thank them for carrying this little piece of strangeness. Until next time, I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 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 818-369-3732.